Hello, and welcome to Passionate AI News. In today's episode, we have major news from Google's Gemini, Dell, and Apple. Google has integrated its Gemini AI technology into Android Studio, transforming the coding experience for developers. As of today, Android Studio's bot receives a major upgrade with Gemini Pro, offering advanced assistance to streamline coding and boost productivity. This integration follows Google's launch of Studio Bot, powered by Palm 2, at Google I/O in May 2023. The Gemini bot, now available in over 180 countries for Android Studio Jellyfish, resides within the IDE, providing real-time coding support. Additionally, Google has released a Gemini API starter template, allowing developers to integrate generative AI features into their applications. This integration marks a significant step in Google's mission to revolutionize the developer landscape and empower them with cutting-edge tools for enhanced productivity and innovation. Another one from Google. Google is reportedly preparing to integrate its Gemini AI model into the Gmail app for Android. This AI would generate quick reply options for every email received, potentially streamlining the process of reaching inbox zero for users. However, this development has also raised concerns about data privacy. According to Android Central, the system, currently accessible only to specialist developers, can analyze the contents of an email and generate three contextually relevant reply suggestions. These AI-generated responses could be as long as a full sentence or two, allowing users to quickly respond to queries such as lunch invitations or work-related requests. The exact privacy implications of this Android Gemini experiment are not yet known. Google states that it doesn't use workspace user data to train or improve Gemini. However, for Gemini's integration with Google Messages, Google admits to collecting conversations, related product usage information, and location data. Dell has led a $70 million funding round in SimeDataAI, a chip startup specializing in software-centric edge AI solutions. This investment marks a strategic move for Dell, aligning with its product portfolio and go-to-market strategy. The global edge computing market is poised for significant growth, and Dell is positioning itself to capitalize on the increasing demand for AI at the edge. Dell's investment suggests that edge computing may have found its killer use case in AI. The market has already seen significant stock gains for companies like Dell, HPE, and Supermicro. As the race to the AI edge heats up, we can expect more strategic investments and acquisitions as major tech companies vie for a piece of this rapidly growing market. Apple has entered into a multi-million dollar agreement with Shutterstock to license millions of images for training its artificial intelligence models. Sources estimate the deal to be worth between $25 million to $50 million, putting Apple among tech giants like Meta, Google, and Amazon in the race to secure vast data troves for their AI systems. Shutterstock's CFO, Jared Yahes, confirmed that initial licensing agreements with these tech firms ranged from $25 to $50 million each. However, concerns have emerged over the use of copyrighted material in AI training without permission or compensation. The New York Times recently sued OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement. Amid these legal challenges, some advocate for a licensing system where AI companies pay content owners for training data access. Follow Passionate Agency for more news like this.